This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been doing a lot of coverage the past year or so of how television is changing from the way we watch it to the content of it. Some of those changes are happening at USA Network, a channel known mostly for reruns and scripted comedies, but also, as of last year, for Mr. Robot, the buzzy, buzzy drama about hacking and cybersecurity. So it's perhaps no surprise that earlier this year, the network followed up with a show called Colony. It's set in the near but very unpleasant future in Los Angeles. Aliens are involved somehow, an authoritarian government. It's all not very nice. The show is the brainchild of Carlton Cuse from most notably Lost, also Ryan Condal. They're both here. Gentlemen, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I would like to know, and I guess I'll start, Carlton, with you, is... I would like to know what the show is. Is it science fiction? Is it an alien thing? Is it a espionage thing? Is it a because it's dark and dystopian for sure.
All of the above, Kai, plus a family drama.
And, well, yeah, it is. I guess it is kind
of and a love story. So it's
I don't know about the love. I mean, yes, okay, but
that's a long term love
okay,
story.
All right, all right, okay. Okay. All right.
No, I think Ryan and I really love kind of cross-genre storytelling, and we'd like to think of this as sort of an espionage thriller with science fiction elements, or as someone called it, spy-fi.
Oh, I like that. That's good. That's good. I like that. So you guys came up with this idea, and you, what, went to USA Network and said, here's our pitch?
Well, actually, we went to...
No, clearly not. No. Is that not how Hollywood works?
No, you don't... Man. It's very hard to go in and say, hey, we want to do an alien invasion show, but there's no aliens, no invasion.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's right. We presented our idea to Legendary, which is a company basically best known for big movies.
Yeah.
They've been involved in like the Batman movies and Godzilla, things like that. And they were getting into television. And they basically paid us to write a script. And then we shopped that script around. And we sent the script around. And we had a bunch of different places that were interested in it. But the company that was most interested was USA. And USA seemed... very clearly interested in changing their brand and evolving from the types of shows that they were doing. And they expressed kind of wholesale enthusiasm for the project. You know, you always have that issue where some people are like, well, we like it, but we want to change part of your apple to an orange, you know. and USA, like, fully bought into our take on it. And so – and we felt like it would be a great place to go and be a part of their evolution.
And this comes on the heels of USA with Mr. Robot, which has done well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the really – Mr. Robot was sort of the first show that marked their evolution, and Colony is really the second one.
What happens then as you guys get going? You're in production. Episode one airs. It gets some traction. What does the network say to you? Do they say, good job, keep on going? Or do they say, listen, about this scene, we thought maybe it would have been better if...
You know, I have to give credit to both of our studio partners in Legendary and then Universal Cable Productions, which is the home NBC Universal studio, and USA. They've really been very hands-off. I mean, really the show that you're watching, that everybody's watching, is really the show that Carlton and I wanted to make. And we've really been really blessed, I think, to have a great, strong creative say over everything that goes on the air.
Hmm. Carlton, this is not your first rodeo. I mean, you were involved with Lost. You go back to Nash Bridges. I mean, you've been this is going to sound terrible. You've been around for a while, right?
Yeah.
How has it changed? How has show running changed in the 20, 30 years you've been doing this?
I think the biggest change is we've moved away from kind of, I think, a lowest common denominator mentality. When I first started, there were four networks, and there really wasn't a lot of cable production. And the goal of networks were to put on shows that reach the broadest possible audience. Now I think we live in an environment where there are 410 scripted television shows between network, cable, and streaming services. The most important thing is kind of the level of engagement. You don't need to be everybody's favorite show, but you need to be somebody's favorite show.
Do you guys worry, Ryan, about ratings?
I mean, sure, you know, ratings are still...
But the big picture, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, as Carlton said it really well, we're very happy if we have some level of fan engagement. And we have a really strong core audience, which is, as the co-creator of the show, probably, you know, patting myself on the back, but like, I'm very impressed that we've been able to do this. I mean, the show is not based on anything. It's a completely original idea created entirely for television. I mean, we have two tremendous stars at the top of the show. We have, you know, Carlton and his relationship with Josh and them and the history
Josh Holloway,
of
Lost. The guy from Lost, who you worked with, right?
Yes. Yeah. And Sarah Wayne Callies from The Walking Dead.
Right. Yeah, but to be able to be able to get an audience that without having a Marvel comic book or a remake of a 90s TV show or an extension of a movie, I mean, in this climate is really impressive, I think.
Episode 3-ish or so airs, and then you guys get picked up for a second season. What was that phone call like?
I was on a plane. So I was flying to New Jersey and I had bought the in-flight Wi-Fi and we had sort of
paid $1 zillion for the in-flight
Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
yeah, but it was money well spent. I opened my email and I have like 30 emails waiting for me, which is just, I had just gotten on the plane an hour ago. So you know, either something good or bad had happened. Sure. So it was kind of the shocking thing. And I landed and I had 10 voicemails waiting for me. It was really nice. I mean, we sort of knew that it was coming, but to get the official pickup was really exciting.
Yeah, I bet.
You see, you have those moments and it's when you end up, if you get a lot of voicemails or emails, you know it's good news because good news always finds you, and in Hollywood, bad news avoids you like the plague. Like,
oh,
if you
right?
get yes, if you have no calls and no emails, you're not going to have good news.
Hollywood sounds terrible, man. I got to say, I'm just maybe that's just me. I don't know.
It's good except when it's bad.
Carlton Cuse and Ryan Condal from Colony. Thanks very much for coming in, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Season finale, by the way, airs tomorrow night. USA Networks.